Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know the Weekend of June 8, 2019. To get you started, the Democrats are headed to Iowa. 19 presidential candidates will be in the Hawkeye State this weekend for an opportunity on Sunday to separate themselves from the pack. 19 of the 24 Democratic candidates will be in Cedar Rapids for the Iowa Democratic Party Hall of Fame event. Frontrunners like Senator Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris will be in attendance, but former Vice President Joe Biden will not. For the second straight week, Biden is skipping a high-profile party get-together after also missing the California Democratic Convention, which drew 14 other candidates. The French Open rolls into its final weekend with finals on both the women's and men's sides. For the ladies, Australian Ashley Barty and Czech Markéta Vondrousová appeared in their first Grand Slam final, with 8th-ranked Barty winning her first Grand Slam title in straight sets over her unranked opponent 6-1, 6-3. On Sunday, it'll be Rafael Nadal, perhaps the greatest French Open player ever, taking on up-and-comer Dominic Thiem, who defeated Novak Djokovic in a semifinal that was suspended on Friday due to wind and rain and completed on Saturday. Nadal has won a record 11 French Opens, while Thiem, well, the Austrian has never won a major but did battle Nadal in this same final last year. Nadal beat rival Roger Federer in the semi. The men's final gets going Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on NBC. Next up, get ready to honor Broadway's best. The Tony Awards will take place on Sunday night with a 3-hour live show at Radio City Music Hall. Television talk show host James Corden will host the show, something that he told the Associated Press is high stakes and even a little scary.
It's terrifying, you know, because there's really is only one chance to do it. It's completely live, you know, and you're trying to do something new that you only have 4 days to rehearse and I don't know, we're going to try our best to make an entire show, not just an opening, to make an entire show that is a celebration of all of the incredibly talented people that are in that room, you know? That's what we're going to try and do.
Last year's Tonys were overshadowed by Robert De Niro dropping an F-bomb about President Trump, leading many to wonder just how political the show will be this time around. Gordon says likely not at all, at least for his part.
We have no intentions of doing anything that's particularly political, but I fully support anybody that wants to.
You can tune in live Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS. Pacific Gas and Electric will shut off power to about 1,600 customers on Saturday in Northern California and may do the same for thousands more to reduce the risk of wildfires. The measure will take place in Napa, Solano, and Yolo counties and comes after forecasters issued the year's first red flag warning of high fire danger because of strong winds, low humidity, and warm temperatures in parts of the Central Valley and in areas north of San Francisco. And last up, can the St. Louis Blues do it? Missouri's NHL team has never won a Stanley Cup, but they'll have a chance on Sunday night when they take on the Boston Bruins in Game 6 in St. Louis, up 3-2. USA Today Sports' Kevin Allen has more.
St. Louis Blues rookie goalkeeper Jordan Binnington has had a lot of big-time performances this season. He's the primary reason why the St. Louis Blues went from last place to making the playoffs. But he had no greater game than he had in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. When you consider the stage, consider the inspirational night it was for the Bruins with their captain coming back to play, for Binnington to come out and make 18 saves in the first period when the Bruins were surging, and then 38 saves overall to lead this Blues team to a 2-1 win over the Bruins. It was an exceptional performance. Now I think the key for the Blues is they can't get too emotional. The city of St. Louis is so fired up about this team. They have not won a championship in the franchise's 52-year history. They haven't even been in the finals since 1970. They went 3 consecutive finals from 68 to 70 and didn't win a game in the final. Now they're 1 game away. So I think the key for them is not to get overly emotional. And I think that's important because this Bruins team is a team that could easily come back and win Game 6. They've got to be very careful. This is a very talented Bruins team, and I think the Blues respect that.
Puck drops at 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.